good morning slash evening slash night slash afternoon slash whatever the fuck you're listening to this. You know who this is. Obviously, you clicked on the thingy and you saw my name. But, anywho, this is not, obviously, not a audio that you guys were possibly hoping for. This is more of an update thing. Giving you guys just, I guess, an insight into the life of Faint that you guys have just haven't had for over, what, three months? Yeah, about 3 months since I did my last update. Anywho, so about 5 weeks into the school year, midterms and shit like that's coming up. I'm not thrilled, but fuck it, it has to happen. I guess you'd think that at this point in time, I would be, like, done with classes and stuff and things like that. But no. To y'all's surprise, I am loving college. I fucking love it here. Finally have the escape I need away from family, away from other things. And I don't have to record at night if I was to record. Because that's mainly what I did. That's why my audios came out so early in the morning. Is because I was recording that. It was all a quick process. I would record it, edit it, get it out. Sometimes with those audios, it would take me hour and a half to get them done. Because I would fuck up. Not want to actually, because I'd be too fucking tired, fuck up, not want to edit, scrap the whole recording, start again, fuck up, not want to edit, scratch the whole thing, and start over again. But now that I do have two roommates, which does make it a lot more difficult, with the fact that one of them barely ever leaves the room, and dorm sounds, you could probably hear it in the background, not sure if you can. But the background sound just, as we all know, any background sound fucks up the whole experience that us GWA people want to give y'all listeners. But I, so far, have been really enjoying college. So this whole first semester is just like, getting gen eds out of the way. Practically this whole first year is like getting gen eds out of the way. And taking a history class, a bio class, a sociology class, a psych class, an English class. The history class I could do without because it's just my professor's the biggest fucking pain in my ass. My other teachers are wonderful, though. I really do appreciate my other professors. I recently did a little bit of traveling. I know, shocking. Because I don't travel much. I tend to stay in one area and not go anywhere. But I went to my first convention in South Bend. And honestly, it was, like, the most fun I've ever had. I thought it was going to be, like, a stressful getting up every morning, putting on the cosplay, getting out the door. But it was like, we woke up at, because I went with two other people, woke up at like, what, 9 in the morning, got into cosplay, left, hung out at the convention for 3 hours, went back, changed, and repeated the process. I ended up getting a lot of cute shit there. I got a lot of really cute stickers, and, some really cute posters. What else has happened? Oh yeah, I got a new phone. I don't know if the microphone quality is any better. I know just by looking at like the wavelength of my voice, speaking as I normally do, it's catching up, or not catching up, making it sound a lot louder, which is my intended effect, so I don't have to like put the microphone real close to my mouth to speak like I did with my old phone. But my old phone just took a pitch. It Saturday at the convention, it refused to turn on, and I was engulfed in rage, which you can probably imagine when you're trying to take pictures and shit, and your phone doesn't want to work. So, I guess you guys can imagine the rage I had at that point. What else has happened? I've made a bunch of new friends. A bunch, meaning a handful. One person I've met, his name's Ryan. Very, very sweet. Transgender. Goes by Ellie. But I sometimes forget that and still say Ryan. But anyway, I thought it would be a lot more, like, difficult making friends, I guess, because I am very shy. I keep to myself, which I know, fucking based on the audios I give you guys. I don't sound as shy now, do I? I do apologize once again for taking so long to get audios out for you guys, mainly because, one, I haven't found any scripts that I want to do. Here's the catch. When you look up for, at least I know girls, finding a F for M audio, it tend to be all, like, monster-based, and that's not my thing. The one that I really enjoyed doing was the Adopt Me one. That one was my favorite to do. It was so much fun. I am gonna try and do more F-sub things, because as you guys have noticed, probably have noticed, pretty much all my audios except for three have been F-dom things, and that is not me in real life. Like, I get the tone, as you guys have said, I get that tone of voice where I sound dominant, but trust me, I'm not dominant. For example, at the convention, I was with a friend of mine who I used to be in a relationship with. My trigger word is kitten. She said kitten. I immediately, like, sub-dropped. I dropped into subspace. And I dropped everything I had in my hand and ran to her going, "Yes, ma'am." So, that just kind of shows. So mess if I am. But, I do plan on either this weekend or the weekend after that getting some audios done. I've been searching for scripts that I want to do. Have found a couple. They may be erotic, they may be non-erotic. I'm not exactly sure yet. But that should either come this weekend or next weekend. I don't record. The reason why I say the weekends is I don't want to record because of not having alone time to do them, not having the quiet I need to do them. All those things obviously play a factor, like I have rambled before on this. Excuse me. I do want to, at some point in time, contact other GWA people who I'm fans of and maybe do a collaboration with them. Getting my hopes up, but I would really love to do a collaboration with Kip Von Thiers back. I honestly, biggest sweetheart ever. God, he's so sweet. But maybe at some point in time I do a collaboration with him. God, if I could fucking speak. But knowing me, he may or may not hear this, and I am the biggest pussy and won't send him a message saying, "Hey, maybe we should collab together." But no. I want to... Oh, fuck. My brain just went dead. I want to, like I said, try and find more sub audios to do for you guys, because that tends to be, I guess, amongst the people, a category of erotic that people tend to like. I say that, but then at the same time, when I scroll through, like, female M for or F for M things, script-wise, they're all, like, F-dom. I don't know. I guess it's just, like, a personal preference thing to do. The collaboration I had planned with Mooney kind of failed. The time zone thing, I guess, is what really fucked it over. Me being here in the States, him being in the UK, that, like, 6-hour time difference just really tends to, fuck with everything, because by the time I would say something, he'd already be either in bed or doing something else, and by the time he'd message me back, it'd be 3 in the morning. But luckily for audio recording, I can do them on the weekends, but not have to do them all real late at night like I used to, because my whole thing would be record the audio at some point in time, fuck it up, not be way too tired to edit it, scrap the audio, redo it, fuck it up again, scrap it, and vice versa, and so on and so forth. So by the time those audios were done, it'd be, what, 1, 2 in the morning, and I'd just be not having it and wanting just to go to bed. So that's why lots of, like, background noise in those would be more predominant, because I just was way too tired to go into Audacity and edit everything. But I think that's all I've got. Is there anything else I think before I decide to leave you guys to your vices? Oh yeah, the community thingy. I did post something about that a couple days ago, because I finally had enough days on this to actually make a community, and so far I have a master list of audios and categories for you guys. I will post at some point in time, because this was mentioned by a fan of mine, that I should put, like, a kink list on there, which make it easier for if you guys wanted to do your own, like, I guess, personalized audios that you would want me to do. Not saying you have to, just as, because this was something that had happened recently. Or be a lot easier for you guys if you guys suggest, you find a script that you think I should do, and you could put it on there. I do also have a Patreon. With that would be a thing where if I got enough money from Patreon, then that would help with, like, buying a new microphone so I don't have to use the microphone from my phone, buying equipment that would make it a lot easier and enhance your listening experience. But like I said, for Patreon, you don't have to donate. I just put it there just in case if you wanted to. I won't beg, because you're not my dom, so I'm not going to beg. I'm kidding. But I think that's all I got. So this should be out in a little bit. And I apologize. This weekend some audio should come in. I plan on recording a fuck ton on Saturday or Friday night. One or the other. Some point in time it will get done. So have a wonderful, relaxing, enjoyable morning, afternoon, night, evening, whenever you're listening to this. And I love all of you. Yeah.